So apparently, no tech discussion goes without the mention of Apple. At least, the important tech decisions in history of tech. Hi guys, this is Wouldn't You Know It, I'm Asit, and let's get started. So this year, Apple launched the new iPhone series, the 12, 12 mini, 12 Pro and 12 Pro Max. And yeah, they are fantastic phones. They are brilliant phones in every other way iPhone 11 series was. But something controversial has also happened, which is the no inclusion of charger or earphones in the box. So from now onwards, like from this year onwards, from this moment itself, or from the moment the iPhone 12 is launched officially, sold all around the world, none of the previous iPhone models also won't have any charger in the box, or earphones for that matter. Yes, all the iPhone models and series and everything that is being sold right now won't have charger in the box. Even the accessories won't have charger in the box. So if you want a charger, you have to buy it separately. Apple's take here is they're doing this to reduce the environmental burden and help the environment, but in a way it feels like it's just Apple trying to make more profits or trying to squeeze profits from its existing portfolio. Because let us just discuss a few things. We won't get technical because there is no need to be. This is as clear as it is. So point one is Apple says inclusion, there is no need to include a charger in the box because majority of the people have it. Now yes, that is true, but what Apple has done is it ships the charging cable that ships with the iPhone now. It has a lightning to USB-C port. And as we all remember and as we all know, all our existing old chargers have USB-A port. Like the only the new chargers, like the ones that ship with iPhone 11 or the recent Samsung phones, only those phones have the USB-C charger. So in a way, not everyone has the charger that you can use with the iPhone. So I don't know how it adds up. And then again, Apple has MagSafe, right? The wireless charging standard. Although it's based on the Qi wireless charging standard, which is particularly universal. But still, if you want the fast 15 watt charging capacity, you have to do it only and only with the MagSafe approved chargers. Standard Qi wireless chargers wouldn't charge your iPhone up to 15 watts. They would charge it at 7 watts only. So in a way, Apple is forcing consumers to buy a new product, and I don't know how it helps the environment because now you are not including it in the box. Also, not including the chargers in the box doesn't help the consumer in any way because the costs, the savings are not being passed on to the consumers. They are going straight to Apple. I would rather say that new iPhones that launched this year, especially in India, have even higher prices than they were at last time. And so this doesn't make sense. Like, Apple is a company which is, yeah, obviously known for massively influential gadgets. Apple is a company which is also known for high cost gadgets. Apple always focuses on quality over anything else. That's fine by me. But the problem here is the general industry, like the in general smartphone industry, will now follow Apple. So I know right now a lot of companies are mocking Apple, but let me assure you, in 2 years or 3 years, every other company would stop shipping charger in the box. Now, I would be fine with other companies not shipping charger in the box if they give me a USB-C to USB-A cable, because or even a USB-C to USB-C cable, because most of the Android phones support the Qi wireless, the Qualcomm quick charge standard or the Qi wireless charging standard. So it doesn't matter anyways, because all the Android phones will be compatible no matter what. Problem here starts with only Apple. Apple is trying to help the environment, but then is not making things that are universally accepted in the planet that we live on. So I don't know, like, doesn't feel to me like they're saving the environment, but rather feels to me like they are trying to squeeze profits from wherever they can, because as we know, the iPhone sales have kind of tanked because market is saturated and people are not buying phones anymore because they have really become that good that now people are holding on to their new phones for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. And this is a way for Apple to squeeze profits and benefits from the existing portfolio, like how much profit they can gather. They are trying to do it every single way. And typically, Apple has been like that. It's not just with this new standard that I have a problem with. The existing cable that ships with Apple's phones or iPads or anything, they're also not of exactly great quality. Like, I have this Samsung charging cable from this 8,000 rupees Samsung phone, and its charging cable is so good, it doesn't feel like it will break any moment. But I have my iPad mini, and the charging cable is about to tear up. That's why I use another cable, a third party cable from Boat. So yeah, like, Apple focuses on quality, but then it kind of, you know, forces you to buy over and over again over little minute things like charging cable, chargers, and now even the earphones and stuff. At least that could have been shipped by Apple by default. It's another thing entirely to really, really help the planet. It's another thing entirely to try and fool the consumers. Like, I feel Apple is blatantly ripping off. Now, bear in mind, I don't have problem with Apple's products. Like, iPhones are great. They have superior imaging quality. Their iPads are absolutely fantastic and whatnot. But things like this doesn't feel right. Now, you already know how ridiculous the pricing of the new iPhones are in India, and I'll add up to that, if you want a charger from Apple itself that costs 1900 rupees extra. I feel like they should have given the option that if you want a charger, the charger comes free of cost, but if you don't want it, it's fine. I don't know, like, this India has the highest price of iPhone in the world, by the way, the most ridiculous pricing ever, like double of what it costs in the US. The standard iPhone sells for, I think, $1,900 equivalent of, it sells at around, even the, I saw the listing of iPhone 12 mini, especially because I have been focused on the other phones, and iPhone 12 mini was 69,000, which doesn't translate particularly well to the dollar pricing. And so, yeah, this is, I felt like this should be brought into focus. I don't know why people aren't talking about it. I understand people in the US and the Europe may not talk about it because they already have a ton of chargers lying around and iPhone is easily accessible for them to purchase. But India is a country where people don't usually have iPhones. So the statement that Apple made that people already have chargers at their home is true. But the chargers that we have at home does not exactly fit to the charging cable that you have given. So I don't know why. Maybe they could have done like this, that not ship a charger in the US boxes and European boxes, but do it with other boxes, because in India, Apple's iPhones are just 1% of the whole community. And yeah, the absolutely ridiculous pricing is due to the import taxes and all, but that's because government is trying to emphasize or refocus on the Make in India campaign and try to force these companies to build their phones, at least assemble their phones in India. Samsung is already doing that, and it is already reflecting in the pricing strategy of them recent smartphones. But so far, Apple hasn't resorted to that, and it's only manufacturing old phones here in India. To be fair, last year's iPhone 11 isn't bad at all, but then you should not buy the iPhone 10. Like, that's 2 years old already. I don't know why people just get attracted away and buy really old iPhones. Don't do that, please. Go and buy a latest generation Android phone at 20-30k instead of purchasing 3 years, 4 years old iPhone just for the sake of buying an iPhone. There is nothing with the status symbol, please. It's all about how you use a phone. I bet you don't even use your Android phone to the full capacity. I don't use it. I have OnePlus 7T, and I don't think a day has gone by where I could push the processor to its maximum power capacity. I haven't been able to do that, even with 4K recording. And yeah, this is a kind of a small thing that I wanted to point out, because I feel like this is really gonna translate bad for all of us as the end consumers. I mean, right now it's just phones, but what if other companies stop shipping chargers entirely with their, like, let's say the Xbox, like, I'm talking about the power cable, like, the power cable doesn't come with the consoles, Xbox or PlayStation, and then we don't have charging cables for smartwatches. This may translate well to the entire industry. Let's hope other companies don't follow this, but if they do, then it might as well translate to the whole entire industry. And yes, I am well aware that there is a rumor going on, and I also think it's half true, that Apple is trying to move to a portless iPhone, like completely free of ports, and that's why it is doing all this stuff. I completely understand that, but it works only in the US, in the European, in the Western markets. It doesn't work here in India because half of Apple services aren't even that efficient enough to be able to work here in India. People are so used to Google's and Microsoft services here in India that I barely think anybody outside of the creative and the higher rich tech communities and startups and big companies, I don't think the general consumer uses Apple's products or services that much. So it doesn't even make sense. Like, it's good you are trying to get into a new future, but please be aware that the whole world isn't as fast to move on as you think it is. Like, USB 3.1 devices are now being popular in India. 4G is now reaching its stage of stability here. So yes, India and other countries like India won't be able to catch up soon to all these changing standards. So I don't think Apple is trying to understand the regional markets very well, except, you know, US, Europe and China maybe. That's why China is the only place where Apple is shipping, you know, dual SIM devices where you can put physical SIMs, but everywhere else it's eSIM, even in India. So yes, something that I wanted to bring it to you because I thought this is, I don't know, like, we have to wait and see how it translates because this is just the beginning. We have to wait and see how it translates for the industry in general. We have to wait and see the other smartphone launches. We have to wait for 1 year, 2 years at least to see this. And yes, coming to this fact, like, even they removed the headphone jack and it translated throughout the industry, right? But I know of this particular smartphone, like the Samsung M30 series, M31, M31s, M21, they ship with a headphone jack and still have 5000mAh batteries. Like, I'm not complaining that iPhone's battery is bad. I'm saying that if they can squeeze that much of power, like a day's worth of power from this 2000 plus or 3000, under 3000mAh milliampere batteries, imagine what they can do with the 4000 and 5000 milliampere batteries. Now, they don't even have a headphone jack, and the reason they removed that is to have that haptic engine and stuff. Like, if other companies can give 5000mAh battery with the headphone jack attached, I think Apple can do it as well. I don't know why they're not doing it, but yes, they can do it pretty well. So yeah, a couple of things where I think Apple is not trying to benefit or profit as much as it can. Now, yes, of course, being a business, Apple will try to gain the maximum profits, but then company should also focus on the accessibility, on the easiness. Like, if your products really do well on these fronts, people will come back to you again and again. People usually come back to you again and again, but then that's because of the status symbol, not because of all the other things. Anyways, I will keep it here. Let's see how it goes on. I may be wrong. No, it might translate well. If you like this podcast, do not forget to give a follow. Also, if any one of you is listening on Apple Podcasts, maybe go and give a review. And yes, I'll try to do weekly podcasts now. I'll try to talk and discuss about stuff that's happening in the tech world, in the astronomy, in any various other fields that I find interesting. And no, I won't be having a news and media organization where I talk about news and stuff. No, I'll talk about stuff which I think are very interesting and people should know about. I have been trying to do that, but I kind of, you know, post twice a month. But yeah, I'll now try to post every week. I'll try my best to have something or the other. I'll come up with a schedule and plan, and I'll keep you posted on my social media. Don't forget to follow me there. That's at Asit Khanda. Thank you for all those of you who have been listening till now. And yeah, stay safe.